Here with Scott Aiken with FMC Corporation at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. And Scott just did a presentation here about some of the new developments in the industry. And for FMC, that is Anthem. Tell us about Anthem, Scott.
Anthem is going to be a valuable herbicide, I think, for cotton growers across the belt. Pre-emergent herbicide for use against grass and small-seeded broadleaves, particularly Palmer amaranth. And, of course, we know that the glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth is the big headache to a lot of people. But it also brings a lot of value to the table, I think, with some other broadleaves as well, and especially grass species also. So, again, we really can't go straight Roundup anymore in a lot of these areas, and a lot of folks are going to residuals. And 2014, when we launched this product, Anthem is going to be an excellent product for this use.
Now, we've heard a lot about Anthem already as far as corn is concerned, corn and soybeans. Is it already registered for corn and soybeans, or...?
It's already registered for corn. We got registration a few months ago, and soybeans hopefully should be coming pretty soon, and cotton again in 2014, and we also have wheat coming eventually too.
Now, you gave some information about the control and what you've done already as far as testing it in the fields, and what have you found?
Well, we found that it's an excellent product against Palmer amaranth, and we would expect the other pigweeds as well, the pigweed species to be controlled, the other small-seeded broadleaves, grasses, to show excellent control, and then also crop safety, that is, on the soils that are medium to fine textured soils, the loams, the clays, silts, right in those areas. Anthem should be a good product with good crop safety when used at label rates on those soils.
But overall, you're looking at this as a really good product, especially for Palmer amaranth, then.
I think it will be. Yes, I think it will be a good product. Suppression against velvet leaf, better than products such as Prowl and Dual against velvet leaf. And also, like I said, control of small-seeded broadleaves and grasses, and particularly the pigweed complex.
And the trials that you showed, as far as Palmer amaranth is concerned, you had literally no escapes.
In the trials that we did, we had several that had practically 100% control or just a few weeds out there. I'm not saying it's going to keep a complete field clean. No residuals do, really. But if you can knock out most of them with this alternate mode of action, that's 99% a long way.
Thank you very much. Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.